Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Jedi Realist Radio. I'm your host, MJ Hannigan, and tonight's episode of Templar Reflections. It's going to be kind of a fun episode. As you guys all know, I've been dealing with a massive amount of drama within the Jedi Realist community and some random things going on in my life. So I took a hiatus. I needed a vacation. I needed a break because if I didn't, my podcast would have been crap, and I'm not going to have you guys listen to some pretty shitty episodes just because I want to stroke my ego and do them. If I'm going to be doing episodes, I'm going to make them the best possible way that I can, and we're going to roll with it. But in any event, for our return episode, I've been sitting here going through some things. As part of my administrative leave from Jedi Federation, one of the things that I need to work on is communication skills, communicating properly, effectively, and professionally. Well, yeah, professionally kind of depends on how you view things, but effectively, that's kind of what we're going to be discussing today. All right, for today's episode, on Templar Reflection, of course, we're going to talk about keys to handling hostile people, a.k.a. dealing with your haters. Unfortunately, as life goes on, we do develop haters within our circle. We do have people who, for some reason or another, are just plain out not going to like you. You have a couple of choices to deal with this. One, you can just ignore the people. Or two, you can take the situation head on and see what happens. More often than not, to be honest, I pretty much do number two because number one doesn't seem to set effective message. It doesn't really seem to be good with the communication skills. So, any event, moving forward, how do we deal with hostile people or people who are just going to hate on you just because you're you? Well, the first thing you need to know when you're dealing with these people is, what is your walk away point? When are you going to effectively try working with people to resolve issues, and at what point are you going to say fuck it and walk away and say, hey, you know what, this shit's just not worth it? That's important. You actually need to know that, because you need to know when you enter these situations, you need to have a clear, concise objective on your head of this is what you want to happen, and then you need to have plan B. You might want this to happen, but this is what you will actually accept to happen. And when you're dealing with people that seem to have issue with you, you actually kind of have to know what it is they actually want, and also what it is that they're going to be willing to accept. All right, the first thing, after you figure out intentions, you need to figure out what's the environment this is going to be going on in. For example, if this is a physical environment, you need to understand exactly where the situation is going. Example, a couple years back, we had a review at a Jedi gathering, and one of the people who reviewed didn't quite like the decision they got, and they decided to pretty much trash the hell out of me in the process because it made them feel better about themselves. And unfortunately, I literally got blindsided in this event and kind of got put into a room with this person and a couple other people to kind of hash the problems out. Well, one thing led to another, and this person was just screaming, yelling, raging. All right, cool. I went and sat my happy ass down. Not necessarily because I felt comfortable in the situation. Actually, no. Actually, I felt really comfortable in the situation. I looked at my environment, what was going on. I was pretty content with dealing with the situation. But by sitting down, I sent a nonverbal cue that I'm not going to allow this to escalate. So by me sitting down, the person raging at me sat down, and a real conversation, instead of me getting screamed at, a real conversation actually developed. But again, you need to understand your environment. If you're in a physical confrontation, keep some distance. By keeping distance, you're able to see the entire environment. You're able to know if they're about to attack you, how are you going to physically deal with that if it comes to that. It's better to be at a distance so you can see it coming versus when you're like nose to nose, and yeah, your intuition might not pick up, and you might end up getting floored. Again, that's probably a direction you definitely don't want to go. But also knowing your environment is actually a huge thing within the martial art community, because I had one teacher who used to love messing with us. This teacher would go and throw weapons all over the place. One, to see who would grab them, and two, to see who would use them as a tripping hazard. You would think a bow staff in the middle of the floor would be nice and easy, whatever, but you'd be surprised how many people would fall and trip on that bow staff because they weren't ready for it. So by knowing your environment, you know what's there. You know what you can trip on. You know what somebody may use as a weapon. Unfortunately, in today's world, you have to think about that. You know, a simple pen could be a weapon, and it's unfortunate when those actually try to shank you with them. What else is there? Also, know where the door is. Some people say, hey, Hannigan's great. You should definitely know where the exit is. Yeah, you should know where the exit is because somebody's going to be coming at you at a confrontation. You need to know how to keep them locked in that room with you until it's done. But, you know, that's just kind of one aspect to consider with it. What else was there for that bullet point? No, pretty much covered all that. Number two, when you're dealing with the confrontation, be it a physical confrontation or dealing with internet trolls and haters, you honestly need to keep your cool. Because here's the deal. The more gas that goes onto the fire, the bigger explosion there's going to be. You throw enough gas on it, and you're not just setting a bonfire on fire, you're also setting a house on fire, which definitely is not a good idea. So limit the number of gas that you throw onto that fire, but also you need to also take in stride stuff that they're going to throw at you, because when you're dealing with a confrontation, be it, again, physical or on the internet or even on a phone call, you need to understand that these people are going to be spitting venom at you. They are going to be focusing all their hate on you and saying all sorts of meanful shit and spiteful shit just to get your reaction. Here's the deal. The minute you give these people that reaction, the minute that you actually lose your temper, you've already lost that confrontation. Why do you lose that confrontation? Because the minute that person makes you upset, the minute that person actually gets you to go over the top, is the minute you gave all your power and all your control to that person. Yeah, straight out, that's the easiest way to put it. You give that person the joy and satisfaction of seeing them get a rise out of you. The minute they get that is the minute that you've completely lost that confrontation. Because now they know they own you. Any mental edge you had over them is gone. They know that they own you because they can get under your skin and control your emotions. For the Jedi realists out there, the first thing you need to be mindful of, the last thing you could ever do is let somebody control your emotions. Because when they control your emotions, they control you. And again, that's where all sorts of crazy badness tends to happen. When dealing with these people, don't take things personally. Remember, people can think whatever the hell they want to think. Just because they have a thought in your head, that does not mean that's what reality is. Their mind. Let people call you an ass. Let people say whatever the hell they want to say about you. Because at the end of the day, it's your character and your honor. You know, other people's opinions about that, it's irrelevant. People should not matter that much to you, particularly people who are haters, people who actually just want to hate on you and attack you because they're jealous of something that you've done. Or they're jealous that you're out there doing what you're doing and living your life and living out your dream, and they're simply not. Unfortunately, the biggest area I had to focus on with that was when the American Jedi trailer got released, and Lauren had it on Facebook, and he put it everywhere. And thankfully, we had some pretty awesome kick-ass comments. We had some pretty awesome people who are like, you know what, that's kind of dorky, but you know, that's actually kind of interesting. I can get behind that. I can support that. And that's cool. We also had people who thought everybody was opie and lived in their mom's basement. And, well, unfortunately, the people who took that approach on things, definitely did not make life easy. They were some mean, nasty, hateful, venomous people that were clearly unhappy with their own lives. And since they were so unhappy with their own lives, they decided to make our lives miserable. And the unfortunate part with that was it would have been so easy to fall victim to those people. It would have been so easy to fight back and let those people win. Thankfully, with my support system and the people I had around me, life was not as difficult, and weathering that storm was not as hard as it could have been. Where else was I going with that one? Okay, don't take things personally. Again, people are going to spit venom. They're going to say whatever the hell they're going to say. You have two choices. You can act or you can react. And using a great Star Wars line, take only focus actions, never react, only act, is a big ordeal. Because when you react to a situation, what you're doing is just that. You are reacting. You're not thinking clearly. You're not focusing. You are just reacting to what's going on around you. That is what happens when you lose control. When you keep your control and you keep your composure, you act. You calculate everything going on, and you're not focused on only one attack. You're actually focused on numerous attacks, numerous fronts. You don't have tunnel vision. You can actually see your environment. And good Lord, I talked more than I thought I would already today. All right, a couple of last things. Use effective communication and also be assertive. It is really easy to tell people to fuck off on the internet, but unfortunately, saying fuck off, depending on where you're from, could actually be like saying hello. The words don't have power. They don't have meaning. They don't really have much. So if you're going to say fuck off to end an argument, you pretty much already lost, because by saying that, what you're saying is that you're not able to actually articulate everything going on in your mind, and you're going to be a simple-minded fool and just say, hey, fuck off. Again, not an easy way to end an argument. But if you do want to say fuck off and be polite, good Lord, Block Talk Radio, I hate you. Apparently, I've talked my full 15 minutes, so I guess we'll cover some more of this real quick. Let people know that you're willing to listen. Also, let them know that you're actually open to change, if such change is actually needed. Make sure you thank people for their opinions. And let them know that thank you for your opinions, but it's just not reality. And that's actually going to be about it, because Block Talk Radio is pretty much getting ready to kick me off. Everybody, thanks for listening to Templar Reflection. Hope you enjoyed the episode. Love and light. This is Hannigan. I'm out.